Move from Korea, Pakistan, or Senegal to New York City, there's a whole neighborhood of shops with foods from home. Move to New Hampshire from just about anywhere else, and there's pretty much just Saigon Market.
Well, I'm from the West Indies, so I come here usually for like Jamaican products, just including this.
What is that?
This is a Jamaican dish. It's ackee.
Ida Dixon is holding a can of ackee, the national fruit of Jamaica. Fresh, it looks like an orange, cracked open with a few huge black seeds inside. People say it tastes nutty and has a texture like scrambled eggs. Down a few aisles among the vegetables, a Bhutanese family is buying hot peppers. And Dan Kroll is looking at two green gourd-like fruits. One has wrinkly skin, another green spikes, a little like a tiny dinosaur.
Bitter melon.
That's what this is?
Yeah.
Well, this one?
Yeah.
Crowell just moved to Bedford from Texas to take care of his aging Filipina mom.
Okay. My mom, she likes eggplant bitter melon soup, so I'll make it for her.
People don't just come here to get foods from their own hometowns. Sunday Ndegwa drives up from Nashua to shop at Saigon Market. He was born in Kenya and is getting a degree in mechanical engineering at MIT. I found him at the fish counter.
Okay, how is the meat? Is it tough?
Is it white?
Uh-huh. All right. Give me one. I'll go and try one. Yes, please. I'll fry it.
Ndegwa is buying a Spanish mackerel, something he's never had before.
You know, when I come here, I meet different people. I meet them and I ask them, I saw a different fish. How do you cook it? Then I go and try it.
Tan Ho owns the place. He was born in Vietnam and lives in Merrimack. He says for a long time, Saigon Market was just an Asian market, the only Asian market around. But then customers from all kinds of places started asking for foods from their homelands. To fetch all this stuff, Ho drives to New York City and back twice a week. Then he drives to Washington, D.C. once a month. His brother makes weekly trips to Boston. Is there something in this store, like what's the thing that was the hardest to find?
It's quite a lot. For this smoked tilapia, salted mackerel.
And who asked for smoked tilapia?
It's Ghana, Africa.
Ho says being closed for over 2 years was hard, not just on his family's finances, but on his customers, who he says often don't have cars, are living on limited budgets, and rely on this grocery store to find friends and foods from home.
I heard him say thank you to us more than we say thank you to them.
For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.